Good afternoon, you're listening to Rotherham Sports. This is Tony Rice, and it's always an honour and a privilege to highlight the great, amazing talent and sporting action we have here in St Albans. And joined on the line now, we are lucky to have Yaz Wilson, a real bona fide master of the ever-growing art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, on the line. Good afternoon, Yaz. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. Well, listen, really, really appreciate your time. First and foremost, anybody who has even a kind of tacit awareness of mixed martial arts will understand these days that one of the key elements that you need in your arsenal is an appreciation for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It really has become incredibly important right at the top level. Tell us a little bit about the evolution and history of your great art.
It started with the Gracie family, and I'm lucky I get to train with Roger Gracie. And they're the ones who are behind developing it all, which is about a smaller person being able to defend himself against a bigger person.
And it's all about leverage and kind of jostling, isn't it? Is this something that, you know, does it take years to master?
Well, yeah, obviously anything that you want to do takes years to master.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a good thing. And for women, it's really important for self-defence, learning how to have people close to you, and when you get attacked, being grabbed and things like that. It teaches you how to move your body and be comfortable with people being close to you.
And that is, of course, so, so critical. You know, you just hear stories all the time. It must be, I guess, empowering for both for yourself and, indeed, everybody that you coach to have this awareness of, if it were the case that the worst case came to be, that you understand how to handle yourself. And actually, probably, surprise would-be attackers, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, this is a little bit of a surprise. It's a lot about your body working against theirs, because as a woman as well, we're not as strong as men.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to be able to do this, be able to fight from strength to strength. So it just teaches you where to put your body in place and actually understand your body a lot more, so you can not get overpowered and be pinned and things like that with men's strength.
And again, like I say, it's that sort of almost leverage, that using somebody's own momentum against them, which I find fascinating. You mentioned the fact you were quite lucky to be trained by one of the Gracie family. Gracie themselves, as you say, are, I guess, kind of the visionaries.
I trained with Roger Gracie. I'm his first female black belt.
Well, how did you get involved with Roger? That must have been quite a journey.
My son started training when he was four, and his dad was involved with MMA and stuff. So, because he was training with him, I decided that I'd go, because I'd done judo when I was a kid.
Gotcha.
Kickboxing and karate and stuff. So I wanted to get fit again. So I just started to go along with him. There's a couple of mums training, so we all started training.
Nice.
Together and got into it. And then we were just lucky. Obviously, Roger's the best in the world, 10 times world champion.
Yep.
So I was just going there just to train, but to see someone like that really inspiring just made me want to start competing, and I really got into it.
I guess just falling in love with it. Again, an inspiring figure, I would imagine, Mr. Gracie.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. He definitely is, yeah. He's the best grappler in the world. And most people will say that as well, and obviously I think that too, but yeah, he's the best grappler. Just to watch him and his family, they come and visit in the UK and stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely inspiring. So that's made me want to continue doing it and start competing.
And credit to yourself there, the first female black belt, under his tutelage. I can imagine most people I talk to from the world of martial arts have almost zero ego, which I find phenomenal. So I understand how humble you are, but it nevertheless must be something that you do value, the fact that you've achieved that great feat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I never even thought I'd get to a black belt. It was very hard to keep women when we first started training.
Sure.
Women, you get to a blue belt, because that does give you a good self-defense background. So usually women would get to about a blue belt, maybe a purple belt, and then it's really hard to keep women, keep them motivated and training over here, because it's only just starting to grow. So I never really imagined that I would get it, but just, sticking at it and having him to inspire you, eventually you realise that you can do it. And I've met other black belt girls, so I thought I'd definitely keep going.
Yes, do you know what? There is such an important message there, not just for sport, but I think in life in general, whatever walk of life you take. It's amazing what can happen with perseverance, isn't it? And just, I guess, you know, we are very lucky here in St Albans, the fact that we have access to you, trained by Roger Gracie. So, you know, a black belt, as we've said, one of the first women to attain that. An absolute master of the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Tell us about how we can learn a little bit more about getting involved with St Albans Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, yeah, they have classes 7 days a week.
Yep.
There's lots of different classes. They also have their own female classes as well.
Nice.
Which I do. And they're all working with all different levels there. So definitely people should come down and give it a try. They've got a good coach there, the head coach, Danny, who runs it. He's a black belt as well. And it's, yeah, good high-level club to go to.
I guess a really good kind of family ethos as well, and a community spirit, great for fitness just generally, and of course that ability, knowing that you've always equipped with the capacity to defend should the worst comes to the worst. I think a great thing to get engaged with. Is there a website, Yaz, that we could look into and learn a little bit more?
Yeah, this is St Albans BJJ. They've got a website, Facebook page, and they're on Instagram as well.
Perfect.
St Albans BJJ.
So you know what, get involved with that. I would encourage everybody. It's not every day that you get to the privilege to train with the likes of Yaz Wilson right here on our doorstep. Yaz, I want to take a moment just to thank you ever so much for your time this morning, and look forward to keeping in touch with you as, you know, we are privileged to have a true master of the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu right here and available for us in St Albans. Thank you once again.
Thanks a lot.